Good afternoon, good evening, kalispera everyone. Thank you for joining us. It is 6:03 and we will start our meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And all I can say, it's so nice to have company up here in person. So Ken and I were kind of wondering if we were going to be just two of us. Daphne usually shows up, but I'm glad that we have our three new board members here with us. We have Georgia to the left of me, and we have Joel and then Bridget. So thank you all for showing up in person. We really appreciate it. First, do we have any public comments? Are there any public comments? I didn't receive any emails. If anyone wants to raise their hand, you get 3 minutes. And just as a refresher, we do not respond to public comments. This is just you making a statement. If it's something that we need to address, you can either email us or we will address it later, but we won't respond to any public comments at this time.
And Anna Maria, just for the record, I did not receive any public comments to my email. This is Valerie Karras.
Somebody has to.
Valerie just said she didn't receive any comments.
I think it's the speaker.
Valerie, speak again, please. Valerie, can you say something again? Because we have an echo here and I'm trying to figure out.
Sorry about that. Just saying that we didn't receive any public comments via my email.
Ed, now say something. There you go.
Okay, does everybody hear me? Okay, good. That's much better because, you know, talking to my, well, now I have company to talk to. It's okay. Mr. Pappas,
Hold that thought. Just to bring everybody up to speed, we approved the June minutes with a unanimous vote.
Yes, we approved the June minutes with a unanimous vote. Thank you, Ken, in case you didn't hear that. If anybody missed the Pledge of Allegiance, we did that too.
We got that.
No public comments. And now we move forward with the head of school. I was just commenting that you made me jealous when you had your nice fresh frappe yesterday when I saw you on a meeting. And I didn't know if you brought your frappe as well now, but I guess it's a little late to have frappe, isn't it?
It's a little bit late for frappe. I have toothpicks holding my eyes open right now. So we'll make it do. There's three of us that are in Greece right now. Dr. Davis, Dr. Lukaku, and I are all in Athens right now. So you got the late crew over here. Thank you, everybody. Welcome to our new board members. I look forward to meeting you in person very, very soon. I'm going to go over the head of school's highlights for July. It has been a busy summer for Odyssey Charter School, so we'll go over some of the things that are going. I'll start with some of the things that are going to start next month. We have parent council beginning next month again in August to get ready for the beginning of the school year, and we'll do our walkthroughs at that time as well. There have been a lot of planning sessions being done, including refreshing our MTSS system and streamlining it so it's consistent throughout all of our schools. We'll be rolling that out when teachers come back to campus in August. Our team has been working diligently to make sure that we have all of the supports in place to do that. In terms of the future planning projects, we have been focusing a lot on the EFF refinance, and just yesterday we had another meeting which we were on with board members as well and some of our leadership team. The EFF team did a walkthrough and it was a very successful one, so we look forward to continuing that process and getting this process wrapped up in the next month or so. So I was pretty happy about that. Dr. Lukaku and I were on together from over here, and then there were one-on-ones with board members as well. After our session, they did a full walkthrough of all of our campus. We talked about our programs, our innovation, and why they should invest in us. So we're pretty excited about the progress in that sense as well. The hiring team has been obviously working quite diligently to secure all the positions that we need throughout the summer. The process of onboarding has already begun, and it's been streamlined so that we have a revised version that allows for better collaboration for leadership and staff. Process will include a formal OCS internal welcome training that we are all working on right now to roll out for the following month. Leadership training continues. In August, we'll be talking about critical conversations, effective employee relations, Title IX supervisor training codes and conduct for Title 14, Delaware Admin Code 601, and the proper internal investigation protocols. Stay interviews have already occurred, and we are also conducting exit interviews for those that are retiring or separating employees. In terms of our culture focus right now, we have two large ones. One is the Gala fundraiser, which is in full planning effect. We have secured the facility and started to send out the save the dates, which some of you have already received, I'm certain. And we're also looking at enhancing our community partnerships right now. Ms. Bonet and Ms. Grace are both working on that diligently as the summer continues so that we can hit the ground running in the fall. We do hope to see everybody at the gala in the fall, so make sure you look out for those invitations as they continue to come through. At the building level,
Can you remind us what the date of that is again?
It should be September 20. Let me see really quickly on my calendar.
22nd, Georgia just said.
Yeah, it should be September 22nd. So yeah, I definitely saw save the dates go out because I'm CC'd on them. So I'm sure that they're getting into folks' emails and they're getting onto social media outlets and so on and so forth. So we look forward to having a very, very successful event. It's an important kickoff event for our school, sets the stage for the entire year, and also helps coordinate our efforts on what we're trying to do as an organization in terms of our infrastructure, our academic program, and the future of the school. From a building level, the lower school has been conducting interviews for their staffing purposes. The administrative team is making progress with the MTSS, and thank you to Dr. Davis for her contributions on the little path that she created for us. We're also almost done mapping out the entire year-long PD for the lower school. That'll include the staff meetings, the building events, and the PLC schedules. It's critical that we front load that information to our teachers so they know what the entire year looks like. We're meeting at the end of this month to refine and align the communication protocols for 23-24, making sure that we maximize the avenues that we use so that families are constantly informed and they feel like they are getting the proper communication. You know, there are some families that rely a lot on text message, other families that rely a lot on snail mail or Xerox copies, other ones that like things that are phoned to them, and we're in the process of streamlining that communication so that all of the stakeholders are able to access the information in a manner that allows for them to know what's happening all the time. The intermediate school is finalizing their staffing as well. And thank you to Dr. Phelps for his contributions in getting that done. I know that they were in interviews again today, if I'm not mistaken. So I did not find out how those went, but I'm sure I'll get an update very, very soon on that. We also, the report cards have been sent out generally across the board. All reports cards have been sent out by now. So make sure that families are aware of that and they're looking in the portals to look at the report cards. And please reach out to your deans if there's some sort of problem specifically with those report cards. I'm pretty excited about the programming in the lower school as well. I know that they're working on an SEL program as well. And that one should be very, very beneficial for us. As you may recall from previous meetings, we have been very deliberate about the way that we want to approach our tier one interventions to make sure that our students are social and emotionally ground in such a way that behaviors will not escalate because they'll know how to self-regulate a little bit better. Part of that has been identifying and implementing a new SEL curriculum, which is coming this year for them. I don't recall what the name of the program is right off the top of my tongue, but I'm sure Dr. Davis could chime in. It's definitely been a vetted out process that's allowed for us to come up with something that we feel is going to allow us to keep more behaviors in tier one and really help the kids to be able to express themselves in such a way that they can keep their emotions balanced. Dr. Yeah, Davis, is there something you want to add to that?
Sure. Can you guys hear me okay? Yes. All right, great. It's called Character Strong, Purposeful People, and I believe we'll be using it K through five. And the really nice thing about it is that it has a structure that allows it to be embedded fully in our, you know, operations at multiple levels. So there's still a monthly component that aligns well with the Owl of the Month celebration that we were having that really honors students who are striving toward working towards specific character traits. And our goal is to make sure that every student is awarded that throughout their K-2, their time in school, K-2 in my case. So not every student gets it every year, but every student has the opportunity to get it throughout the K-2 process. It also has small mini components that align well with, you know, morning messages, with morning meetings within the classroom. And so it really provides a theme for the whole day. And then there are also weekly lessons that are going to be taught to students and embedded in every classroom. It's also organized into three tiers, which aligns nicely with the philosophy of our school having three pillars, which aligns nicely with our school having kind of three overarching pillars as well that have to do with how you regulate yourself, how you interact with others, and how you build, you know, responsible relationships. And so we can really tackle every aspect of the student's emotional output and input in the building, and we can do it in a way that's really embedded into our program at multiple levels. It's a very high system. So we're very happy with it. It's also much more up to date and engaging than kind of the current curriculum that is being used. We didn't find as effective, and it has a lot of really great media such as songs and things like that that we are even going to consider this year working on translating into Greek. So things like that can really be a great way to get on board. So we're very happy about it. We'll be presenting a little bit about it to parents at different events as the school year rolls out and our teachers become familiar with it. So we're going to have an opportunity for families to engage with it as well.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Davis. Mr. Pappas, you done or are we moving on? Any questions?
Looks frozen.
Okay, looks like he was dropped. So I did have a couple of questions. I don't know if any of the admin can answer. How are we doing with staffing? I know it's kind of tight and I don't know how many teachers we need or if there's a note. I know there's notices going out, but how are we doing with our staffing?
So I can speak on behalf of lower school of the gen ed curriculum or the program. So at the moment, we've filled some pretty critical positions already. So additional counselor and front office have been filled. So I also did want to welcome I don't think he's on, but he's our new person in the front office who's come in, and she's wonderful. So I very much look forward to all parents meeting her. We also have Christina Bocanegra coming in as our new second counselor, and we're very, very excited to utilize her to actually help roll out the curriculum. We do still have waiting to be filled. We did try to schedule some interviews, but they were fell through. And then there are some other positions that we're still posting and looking into, but they are, for the most part, everything that we need has been filled. There's, I think, one more actual homeroom position that we're looking for, but I will be back on Monday, and so I'm going to be ready to schedule all of those interviews then.
I can probably speak more generally to that. I think right now, on an aggregate level, we're probably looking still to hire about 10 to 12 teachers. Majority of which I believe are probably in the middle school and the special education area. Mm-hmm. But that number is probably one third of where it was, you know, probably back in May, mm-hmm. as we sort of knew there was going to be some turnover and an expansion in enrollment that was going to require additional positions.
Not too bad. Okay. Considering where we were last year.
Yeah, we do feel we're in good shape, but. Word of mouth is usually our best marketing. So if you guys know anyone that is looking for a teaching position with a highly functioning charter school, we would love to have a reply.
Great, thank you. Anyone else have anything to add for the head of school report? Okay. Juliana?
I'm going to jump in really quick just to give a shout out for our high school. So OCS students and advisor participated in the 45th annual Technology Student Association Conference, or the TSA conference, with more than 8,000 national members in Louisville, Kentucky on June 28th through July 2nd. So the first state delegation represented 130 of Delaware's finest student leaders from a dozen middle and high schools across the state. So Odyssey was represented by computer science students Sarthak, Chibuzi, Anshrin, Arnav, and their chaperone teacher, Ms. Halima. So our students earned invaluable skills and participated in events promoting technology and connecting with their peers from 48 states, US territories, and abroad. So I wanted to give a shout out and congratulations to our TSA members that participated in this event.
Wonderful. Congratulations. Thank you for representing us. Great job. Thank you. Anyone else have anything to add? Hi, I think it's time for Dr. Ioana, if she can keep her eyes open.
Ilya is back.
Huh? Ilya, did you have anything to add?
I just wanted to let everybody know that we did go with a full rollout in the purchase of the Amplify curriculum. I don't know if we talked about that with a CIA update.
Yep.
We
know that.
Was it covered already?
No.
Okay, so yeah, our Amplify curriculum is our new literacy program that we're using that is much more aligned not only to the learning outcomes, for post-secondary and secondary growth, but also it aligns better with SBAC and SAT and stuff like that. And we did a pilot of it this year, and we're going to go ahead and roll it out now in the K-5 program. So that's a big step forward for us. In making sure that we are giving our kids the best possible angles for them to achieve high literacy rates and perform well in these high stakes exams. So I wanted to say that that's been a long process, that there's been a lot of sacrifice and input and stakeholder feedback in making this a reality and a lot of training that's going on. So we look forward to seeing that now across all of the K-5 system, and expect to see strong results as an outcome from transitioning to this particular program. And I do believe that Dr. Davis explained the SEL curriculum as well to us, which is here in the CIA updates coming up. They're also working on the professional development for the whole year, all PLCs across all grade levels, and also the beginning of the year PD to help prepare our teachers for the school year and our prepare professionals and our entire leadership team. I think it's very critical that this year we are aiming our focus on making sure that we're very aligned to the programming across the K-12 in such a way that we're looking to make sure that our output academically is growing and is improving tremendously year over year. We feel like with the curriculum adjustments that we're making and our new approach to making sure that we're supporting teachers more hands-on, we feel like we're going to be in a better place moving forward. We'll talk about that more in the August meeting as well. We also added iReady this last year, and that's a platform that's going to switch us away from STAR. One of the problems with the Renaissance STAR test is that it was not a good predictor of outcomes on high stakes testing. It wasn't aligned well enough for that for several reasons. And even the way the adaptive test worked wasn't really conducive to us being able to use it as a valid predictor of what we, number one, what we needed to reteach to students or what we needed to focus on in terms of the gaps. But number two, in terms of just its general alignment to the high stakes testing that the state of Delaware aligns to. So iReady is very, very much aligned and the reports are very sophisticated, which allows for the teachers to have tools that are necessary for them to be able to predict exactly where they should focus in terms of reteach of units or particular components of lessons that didn't work out. So we look forward to seeing that pushing through and having the impact that it's gonna have. In terms of financial updates, I'll wait for Jeff to do that. There's a lot of stuff going on with transportation in terms of routes over the summertime. And that's gonna help the bottom line for our organization, including the Thomas Edison Summer Project that we worked on. Facilities, my goodness, there's a lot of facility stuff going on. John's right there looking at me, so I know that he's working hard over there to make sure that things are getting done. I know we did work in building 20, we did work in building 26, we did work in building 23, we expanded the music rooms, we made a whole wing for our green team in building 20. We are adding elevators to building 23. We have several updates on that as well. The renovation work continues throughout the summer. We expect everything to be done by the time the kids are back in school, which is great. I know that the middle school lobby has been completed as well. We appreciate that. We took out that swinging revolving door and made a nice level floor over there as well. Food service is working diligently right now with the food applications and the USDA applications. And from a fundraising component, as we already talked about, you know, it's a lot about the gala right now and jumpstarting our new year and our new asks. I think that's pretty much it for me.
Thank you very much, and appreciate you jumping on, the three of you, Dr. Davis, Dr. Lukaku, and Mr. Pappas. So, Ioana, do you want to share with us what's going on in the immersion program and the reprogram?
Of course. Kalispera se olus. As you know, it's never too late in Greece. So we are always available here. So I'm going to start with our Harvard program. We had our team here in Greece for 3 weeks. Our student, our high school student, Thomas Walter and Ms. Petrella from high school, they were visiting Nafplion, the Hellenic Studies Center from the Harvard University in Nafplion, Greece. They stayed for 3 weeks participating in the program from Harvard. And then they had 2.5 extra days in Athens to visit, of course, the Acropolis, Parthenon, you know, the museum and everything. And they were back to in the States 3 days ago. So they are very fresh there. They are still in jet lag. And we're very happy with this program because it was stopped due to COVID. And this year is the first year in person again. And we're very proud for student, teacher, and we're looking forward for next year. As for hiring Anna Maria, because you asked, the Greek program is ready. I'm crossing my fingers because it's always a complex process for us. It's not only hiring new teachers, it's also the visa aspect of the process. So it's not depending on us only. But up to now, everything is going well. Our new teachers are scheduling their appointments at the Greek, at the American Embassy in Athens. So hopefully everybody will be here ready by August 21st. So I'm working with our new teachers. We're going to have 4 new teachers from Greece this year. And the less new teachers, the 5 teachers that we had last year. So I'm making a group of these new teachers to have like a buddy system for them to make it easier for the newer teachers, looking for support. And also we're going to start the internal mentoring program that we have in the Greek program, and everybody, all the new teachers have a mentor from the Greek program for the first year, to make their life easier here in the States, but also to help them with everything at curriculum, you know, the way that Odyssey works. Another thing that I'm working here is connections and new partnerships with educational institutions here in Greece. I'm working with the University of Athens to see how we can work together closer, and how we can potentially collaborate with student teachers from Greece visiting Odyssey for a few months. We'll see how it goes, because again, the visa requirement makes everything a little more harder and challenging, but we will find solutions for that, for these issues. Also, I'm meeting with...
Even with the University of Delaware, the University of Delaware program, it still makes it a little more difficult to get the visas. I thought that was supposed to facility.
It's easier. It's some practicalities, because if we have student teachers from Greece, they cannot stay for more than a semester. And it's not always a good combination, the visa for this short period of time, the specific visa with this short period of time. So I'm looking for other solutions for that. I'm meeting with new vendors here. As you all know, at the Greek program, we don't use one book. We use a combination of resources, but every year there are new books coming out. So I'm working with new vendors to bring back to Odyssey new schools in order to support our teachers and for professional development purposes. And then we have 2 professional development events coming. The first one is in a couple of weeks, August 6 to 8, is the Summer Immersion Institute run and organized by DOE. And in this, we have all our new immersion teachers participating and all the returning immersion teachers if they want. And also all our new admin personnel, and all admins actually are invited for one afternoon meeting with admins from the state, from all the programs that run immersion programs, all the schools that run immersion programs. And the last one is we're getting ready for the annual ACTAFEL convention. It's in November. So we are selecting the teachers who are going to participate. This year, the first year after COVID, is live again in person. And Odyssey is planning to send 2 teachers to participate at this convention.
What convention was that?
Is the ACTAFEL convention. ACTAFEL is the American Council on Teaching of Foreign Languages. It's the biggest organization in the States for world language education. And we always participate, but for the last years it was on Zoom, virtually. This year again is in person.
Wonderful. Anyone have any questions for anyone who presented, Dr. Ioana, for Mr. Pappas, anyone? Any questions? Any questions? Okay, thank you all very much. And you can all go rest now. John, did you have anything you wanted to add to the facilities report?
No, Jeff, we'll bring something up a little later.
Excellent. I'm assuming there's no out-of-state travel for this month. Okay, Jeff, monthly financial review, you're up.
Evening, everyone. And welcome to our new board members. So generally speaking, something that I do each month is provide a specific update to the previous month activities and give some general information surrounding it. And occasionally provide other items to vote on. Like tonight, we're looking for an approval for the recommendation of the RFP selection for the elevator shaft and front entrance construction project, as well as the approval of the web report so that these financial information can go onto the website. So we're looking at June 30 of 2023, the final month of the fiscal year. The final budgeted revenues are $43.1 million, with revenues collected to date being $43.4 million, or 100.8% of the final budget. Revenues received during June were pretty standard for this cycle of the fiscal year. We had a final load of state operation funding for last minute adjustments that were made at the state level. We received interest income funds in our local district transfers, and the accounts receivable that we had from a timing variance with our food services area was recognized in June. As well as a larger deposit from our current rental tenant towards the approved agreement for sale. So that was revenues in June. On the expenditure side, the final budget expenditures are $35.7 million, with the expense to date of $35.3 million, representing 99.2% of the budget. And this is the monthly web report. Some additional information. In June, we completed a three-pay cycle, which is the 27th pay for the fiscal year, which we talked about ad nauseum. We're continuing to see the increase in expenses for student services contracting and substitutes. Grants carry over of $1.5 million into fiscal year 24, with about $600,000 of that being associated with the expansion grant capital expenses that we'll talk a little bit more in just a minute. The unrestricted cash was off from the May projection by 7%. And right now, a detailed analysis is taking place currently now that we have the final figures for June to be shared prior to the August board meeting. Receivables accrued during May and June for rent and transportation are expected during July and August. And as I mentioned, to date, $1.8 million of expenses have been coded to federal funds out of the budget amount of $2.4 million, majority of which is the capital expenses associated with the expansion grant. Other items of note, the electrical outage that our facilities team did an amazing job of getting us our school back in line in May. The bill came in for about $40,000 for that, for the emergency equipment staff required to get our building back running. At this point, we're analyzing whether it makes sense to utilize our repair and replace fund through our bondholders or to save that and roll the repair and replacement into our current bond refunding. On the capital side of things, the elevator contracted via single source with Delaware Elevator for the high school. And the award for RFP for construction of the front entrance and the elevator shaft was recommended for board approval. The Fields Improvement RFP Committee agreed to complete topographical surveying and geotechnical analysis to provide to bidders prior to proposals being received. It will delay the proposal award date, but the process is required for the project regardless, so there's no overall delay of the project. And EFF completed an on-campus tour yesterday, July 18th. Credit and EFF's overall board approval is still forthcoming after the visit, But it was doing very well. And again, I'd like to thank everyone that was associated with the tour and the Q&A session afterwards. I think we represented this very well. That's it for monthly financial report for June.
Did you have a final on the golf outing?
Still calculating that, but I think the estimate is still probably between 12 and 15,000 as a profit for the athletics program.
Wonderful.
You were talking about the repair or replace, either rolling it into the new loan. Can you explain that?
Sure.
What would be the benefit? Like how would we?
And when rolled into the bond refinance, that pot of funds would essentially be considered, almost to think about it like a down payment as far as the new loan would go. Because currently, those funds are ours, but they're held by our trustees for specific purposes. But we're not required under the new bond agreement to have that type of repair and replace fund. So our financial consultants were recommending utilizing it to reduce the overall cost of the bonds. But the timing of how that may work, we still may include a draw, and we still have to make the annual debt service payment to the current bond trustees while we're still in, you know, negotiations for a bond refund.
Anyone have any questions for Jeff? Any questions? Do I hear a motion to accept the web report?
I move we accept the monthly web report for May as presented.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
For June.
George, sorry.
Come on. Sounds good. Great. Thank you.
I was going to say, in the last item, I circulated an email to the board a little over a week ago.
Are we approved? All in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay.
Nay. I'm just so excited.
Nay, you got fun. No, she cares.
And I want to let John know. So we circulated the results of the RFP process that John and the RFP committee for the high school construction project with the elevator shaft, and the front entrance revamp. As a refresher, those were included as a part of our expansion grant. For the allowable construction piece of bringing something up to code. So the elevator is a more ADA acceptable use of building, and the front entrance is more in line with best practices for operating a high school in the United States. So we received approval from the state for the budget proposal that we had sent regarding the grant application. And so these funds expire on November 30th of 2023. So we've been working diligently probably for the last 6 months once the grant became available in October to work for engineering, which we procured and been utilizing. And once the engineering was confirmed, we could do an RFP for the construction process. We had six bidders come to the pre-meeting with four qualified bids presented after a Q&A session. We have a low bid with the construction company that completed our previous elevator shaft project. So we feel confident in the work that they've completed in the past and, you know, the professionalism of being a construction company that can handle that type of work. And so we're looking to move forward with that recommended bid and award a contract.
Are there any questions? Can you tell us what that bid is?
Sure. So as circulated, the bid was deviated between the elevator hoistway and the front entrance. So the elevator hoistway, it's $252,753, and the front entrance is $121,400, for a total of $374,153.
Is that where that $600,000 capital expense we have to use?
So that's a big piece of it.
Okay. And is the $600,000, is that what has to be used by November?
Yes.
Okay. So we still have another $130,000 to go.
Well, $100,000 of that remaining is for the elevator itself.
Okay.
This is just the shaft construction and front entrance renovation. We'll also have available capital grant funding for safety and security in the state of Delaware. that's come online in July that we can utilize for the front entrance revamp project as vestibule reconstruction is a qualified expense for that.
So do we know about how much this whole project is going to cost?
Yeah, so
altogether,
approximately $475,000.
Brand.
Well, that's including the front entrance as a part of it. Oh. So if we pulled that out, then it would be a little bit less. Well, $121,000.
Anyone have any questions? Any questions? Do I hear a motion to approve the going forward with the RFP?
I move we accept the RFP proposal from the low bidder and move forward with construction using grant funding to cover the costs.
And it's your turn to approve to second. All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carried. Thank you very much.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
And
all the hard work.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but we've actually got a shot at having part of that done before the school year starts.
The front entrance portion, and John can speak to this if we need to. Once we get permitting done through the county for a building occupancy permit,
well, it has to be had. We have to get a building permit and state department installed to approve the plans.
That's the one.
And what we're trying to do is the idea here, and this was discussed at the pre-bid meeting, they will take care of the front entrance first, get that completed, so we can open up the entrance for the students. Then we move to the elevator project, which is going to take care of the old entrance now. So four to 5 weeks is the planning construction period. And the contractor, thank you, tonight, is planning on trying to get as much work done starting next.
Awesome.
So yeah, if the stars align by the first day of school, that front entrance could be done.
In August, I'm going to change up the agenda a little bit, and we're going to focus so everyone's on the same page of where our academics are, our finances, and our facilities. So if we can have some type of an idea, a layout, so we can all look and see, okay, this is what's happening, this is what we've done, this is what needs to get done, and then Jeff, this is how much money we need. At least so we're all on the same page, because we keep getting everything, you know, sort of thrown, especially with our new members and even us. It gets to be a lot. We just want to make sure we have everything in place so we can see what it looks like. Okay. Perfect.
Thank you. And not to beat a dead facilities horse. Did you need to do any roof repairs during the summer? Yeah. Do you foresee any?
We do more repairs every month.
Okay.
Yeah, but weren't we having a leak issue or something?
Well, we have all the leak issues in Building 26, Building 22, and so forth. And we use PNC roofing to mitigate those issues. And the idea here is eventually we're going to replace the roofs.
Right.
But we're managing right now with the repairs, keep it under control.
Okay.
So we had talked about it.
Yeah, we know it's ridiculously expensive. We just want to make sure that you still have the ability to stay ahead of it as much as you can.
We're staying ahead of it, yes.
Okay.
We discussed originally utilizing that repair and replace fund for one of the roofs this summer, but under the sort of conversations with the EFF process, we have actually switched to including two roofs as a part of the new capital that we're utilizing from the bonds. So probably looking like at least one, possibly two for next summer.
And we'll do the RFP process and pretty well, you know, vendor thing to get the best part.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank
you, John.
Have a good night.
I don't think there's been a lot of committee activity. CBOC did not meet. Diversity and equity did not meet. The Greek program, we heard. Finance, we heard. Fundraising and development, we touched on, we heard. Accountability, safety and security, that's sort of redundant with some of the things that are already discussed. Strategic planning, we're going to discuss more over the next few months. We're going to have some workshops to make sure we get our strategic plan in place. I'm in conference now, trying to get Dana on board to come and help us with our strategic plan. Ilya, and Jeff created a really nice starting point. We want to make sure that that is enough. We're going to dive into that and see how we can improve it so we can get our strategic plan finally in place. Dana is a charter consulting group that has, for those who don't know, that has helped with compliance and board, just make sure the boards are doing what they need to do. They help with education. So we're also going to bring them in to do all of our board education classes so we can all get it done together, because you need to renew those every 3 years. And most of us have been on the board for more than 3 years. So we do need a refresher of those. And our new board members will be needing to meet those requirements as well. Those are some of the things that are coming up in August. I sort of touched on that I want to have a different format. I'm going to ask Ilya and the admin to we're going to dive into the academics, see where we are, where we were, and where we need to be. Because, you know, we could always be better. We want to be the number one school in the state. So how do we get there? How can we get there from where we are? We're also going to look deeper into our finances so we can lay everything out. We have everything ready. We know what we're facing. And then, of course, strategic planning and our facilities. So hopefully that's, come ready to, I might start a little bit earlier in August so we can, dive in and do some work. And then, as I said, I'm going to try to have a series of a couple of workshops that will focus more so we can get more community involvement in our strategic plan and academics and where we're going with the school. So if anyone has anything else to add about that, anything you want to, any comments, anyone have any suggestions? You're all on board, because I would like to have you all in person. And we'll float around some dates of when we can get everybody together so we make sure that everyone is represented. Okay, if there's nothing else about any committees, we do need to elect our executive board. Not me. I have a pass because I have a 2-year term, this is the second year of my 2-year term. But we do need to elect a vice president, a secretary, and a treasurer. Currently, our vice president is Erin Allard. She is traveling. She has expressed an interest in that position again. And just so for your benefit, the way our board is constituted is we have the president. If the president is a part of the AHEPA nominating committee group, then the vice president will be part of the non-AHEPA nominating group, which I think all three of you were a part of. The AHEPA, when they present their recommendations, they have their own little screening process, and then they appoint people to the board. I am one of those appointees. Ken is one of those appointees. Helen and Georgia, Palakos, and Valerie. So right now, since I'm president, we need to have a non-AHEPA vice president. So do I hear any nominations, any other nominations for the office of vice president?
No, I nominate Erin.
Okay. Ken nominated Erin. Do I hear a second? Sure.
Second.
Okay. And that is seconded. Any other nominations? Any other nominations? Any other nominations? All in favor for casting a unanimous ballot for Erin, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Is it unanimous? That didn't make sense. Okay, wonderful. Erin is our new vice president. Thank you very much. We will move on to our secretary, who is currently Ken, who has been taking copious notes for the last couple of years, actually. He has also expressed an interest in remaining in that position. So if Ken, you do accept that, right?
Yeah.
Do I hear any other nominations? Any other nominations? Any other nominations? Okay. Can you use a second?
Okay.
Okay. We have the second. All in favor for Ken Prasvara as secretary, as board secretary, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passed unanimously. And we also have the Office of Treasurer, which works with Jeff to oversee, just make sure everything is signed and properly noted. As a second set of eyes, Helen has been in that position, and she has also expressed an interest in that, in maintaining that position. So unless there is anyone else who would like to take that position, any other nominees, any other nominations? Any other nominations? Okay.
Sorry.
Your turn. So second.
Second.
Okay. Second. Georgia seconds. All in favor of Helen as secretary? Say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Motion carried. We have our executive board. Thank you very much.
I think we do have to elect you. I don't think you get a two-year term. I think you're eligible to have a two-year term.
No, I'm set for a two-year term. But hey, we can throw me in too.
I'm not sure. So I'd like to nominate you.
Okay. We can make it legal just in case. I skip.
Yeah.
We
just need a second.
Second.
There we go. We are officially nominating me again as president, just in case, so I can't get away. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any opposed? All in favor? I mean, we said aye. Motion carried unanimously. Thank you very much. Okay, and now we are on to the good of the school. This is the time when we can just any comments, or if you have any suggestions, anything that's going on that you want to present to the board, the board needs to represent to the board, then this would be the place to do it. Anyone have anything for good of the school?
I do.
Who's that?
Elias.
Oh, Elias, okay, sure.
I'm still on, even though I'm saving my video so I have enough internet, because I'm on my phone now. At the school, I have an update from Kaya from the PTO.
Okay.
So really quickly, a couple things. Number one, they had a used uniform sale yesterday, and they raised $10,000.
Wow.
So that's pretty neat. And then also we wanted to make sure everybody knew that August 25th is going to be the back to school bash. That's always a lot of fun. It's a wonderful cultural event. All the families get together. We have jumpers and we have food and DJs, and the campus is open, and it's a really, really fun kind of start to the year. So we encourage everybody to go to that. In addition to that, we have, I'd like to also let everybody know that the PTO graciously agreed to purchase new signage for the school. This is not just a regular sign. This is like the sign that you see when you go in front of a university. It's going to be a big, beautiful sign, and it'll have a scrolling screen on it. I believe it's going to be LED, and we are in the process of designing that right now, and then we'll get it out to everybody so they can give us feedback on it. It'll go right before you make the turn to enter where Odyssey is in the Wegmans Plaza. So everybody can see that's Odyssey Charter that you're going to go into if you make that right turn over there, the left turn if you're coming from the other side. So we thank the PTO for doing that. That's going to be a pretty expensive venture. I believe it's $20,000 or so, if not $25,000. Jeff, do I have my numbers right?
A little north. Most likely. We're probably looking at 30-35, but
well, a little again, there you go.
We're lucky.
So that's really cool.
Lucky to have.
They also are purchasing two more vending machines for us. One will go in building 22, the other one will go in the Grail, which will be nice. And so we thank the PTO for their continued support and tremendous fundraising efforts on behalf of the school.
That is for the good of the school. Thank you so much, PTO representatives. We could not do a lot of the things that we do without you. We appreciate your support, especially the sign. That's huge. That's huge, because our little signs just don't cut it up there. Thank you. Anyone else for the good of the school? Okay. We do not have an executive session tonight. So do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Oh, I move we adjourn.
And do I have a second? Who's up? Okay, there we go. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion carried. I now declare this meeting adjourned at whatever time it is.
Thank you all. See you in August.
Thank you so much. See you in August. In person, hopefully.